Good morning, good day, and welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It's Monday, March 25th, 2020, and I'm your guest host, Brian Chaffin, sitting in for Kelly Guman. And with me today is Walla Walla Bing Charlotte.
I mean, I'm leaving now.
I've been assaulting you with all kinds of nonsense today.
I mean, I'm really pleased that you've only just turned the recorder on, because our listeners don't need that.
No one.
Our listeners
does.
Are too sophisticated for your nonsense, Brian.
Yes, if it is so sophisticated. So, today we are talking about Zoom. We're talking about Zoom because folks are staying home.
Folks really should stay at home. And a lot of people who are already staying at home, well done, are using Zoom to conduct video conferences, audio conferences. There are audio options on there. Let's roll back a bit, though, because you probably remember with Zoom, we reported on last year, summer last year, a rather major data breach, a security incident with Zoom. You can go back on the Mac Observer and read all our coverage of that. The important thing to say here is those issues were dealt with, A, quite quickly and pretty completely. So I think you can now use Zoom with as much confidence as you can use any other service. Nothing is totally clear, but, you know, you can be confident that they fixed that problem that was identified.
Right. Okay, which is good. Thank you very much for the background. But what you published today, technically, I guess what I published today, what you wrote would be sort of like a how-to, getting started and actually using Zoom to do meetings. And if you are someone who is suddenly finding yourself like possibly needing meetings, this show is for you.
Yes, I mean, Zoom meetings have clearly become the, you know, you could have sent an email for that, or the why didn't we just speak for 2 minutes on the phone? Because things have escalated now from what used to happen in the offices. But it's okay. You can use, if that's what happens and people want to do a video chat with you, you can very easily set up Zoom. If you are not hosting the meeting, if you've just been invited by someone, you don't even need an account. That is the first thing to say. If it's just a one-off or, you know, a rare occurrence and the person you're speaking to has a Zoom account and is hosting it themselves, they will just, you don't even need an account. You can simply be sent an invite by email, by messages, whatever, and you'll get either through that email, you'll get a link to click on, or you also get a message that is an ID for the meeting and also a password. And as you go through the process of joining a meeting in Zoom, you will be able to enter those details and join the meeting.
Let me edge in something there, because I just want to point this out. So Charlotte just described this from the standpoint of you who doesn't have an account and someone else doing a meeting.
Correct.
But this is something that a lot of people who need to host these meetings might need to tell their potential talking person too. Is like, look, you don't even need an account, just do this. So it goes both ways.
Correct, absolutely. And the one thing you do need, which makes your life much easier whichever way around you do it, whether you're hosting or being hosted, if you like, is download the app. So you can download that from the web on macOS. It works really well on an iPad too. I mean, you can do it on an iPhone as well, but I think I prefer iPad if you have one available, just because the screen, real estate and stuff. So you simply can get the Zoom app in the App Store.
Mac or PC too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
You can get it on a PC if you're one such person. But it's in the iOS and iPadOS app stores, so you can download it from there as well.
Great.
So that would always be the starting point. Whatever happens, once you know you need it for a meeting, get download the app. And then, as I say, if you are being hosted, you you get sent the link and you join via the link or via the meeting ID, or you can, if you're being hosted, you can send that out. Now, to host a meeting is slightly different. As I say, you do absolutely need an account. And then there are a couple of different ways to invite people through it, as I outline in the piece. Now, the thing about this is what you have to do is make sure the right people have the right meeting ID.
Okay.
That's kind of the basics of it. And then you can either press the new meeting button on the home screen and then via your meeting ID, either copy it or directly send an email. And then once you are in the meeting, once you finally got to the stage where the meeting is happening, you have a whole host of options as the person running the meeting. You can, for example, you can mute everyone who is talking. If everyone is kind of babbling over each other, you can mute everyone else, which is rather nice and makes you feel rather powerful. You can stop that annoying thing happening where people join late and then start talking and interrupt people by having a mute by selecting the mute participants on entry option. You can decide whether or not people can unmute themselves. Again, nice power. And also, if you kind of don't want anyone else to join, there is a lock meeting option as well, which I think is useful.
That is useful. Yeah. By the way, some internet group communication, chat, video meeting, whatever, etiquette. When you join, chill out. Figure out if people are talking before you just start yakking away.
I mean, really do that.
I hear that, like, in gaming groups in particular. This is obviously less not professional, like, you know, most Zoom meetings are going to be professional, but in gaming groups, people do it all the time. They just join and start yakking away, talking over other people. Just so annoying.
Yeah, don't do that. And also, you know, make sure your home looks quite nice, maybe.
Yeah.
And make sure, so don't, try not do it. Joanna Stern on the Wall Street Journal had some quite good tips on this, including make sure there's a light on your face, but don't be in front of a window. All the kind of things we just don't really think about. Mm-hmm. Take a minute to think about them. Now, back to Zoom. And as you say, most people will be using it in a professional setting. And there are a host of plans that you can use. There's a whole different types of plans that start from the free plan, which I think is probably useful for most people. But for bigger organizations, you're going to want more. So there's a small teams plan, which gives you, you know, some better recording options and those kind of things. And you can customize your meeting ID for that. There's an even more advanced business option, which you can get things like a vanity URL and have 300 participants in a meeting and so on. And then even more, there's a larger enterprise version, which you basically have to contact Zoom directly through sales support for that. Now, I should point out, I was looking through Zoom, obviously, whilst writing this piece, and they have highlighted some issues just because they're getting so much traffic and so much demand on them at the moment, including, I think, they may have to shift some audio conferencing options just to the more the higher paid plans. So just when you're starting out, have a look at what plan works for you. Have a look what is still available given the demand on Zoom at the moment. So it is worth checking those things out.
Makes sense. What's next?
Well, so I've actually been playing with a few different bits, and I'll write these up in the coming days. There's some really nice features in Zoom meetings, including one called whiteboard. And it's called a share screen option, which you will be able to see as when you begin a meeting is one of the options in the dashboard, in the toolbar. You can actually, with a whiteboard, literally, physically, I'm doing it, which is not very useful on a audio platform, but I was literally gesturing there. But you can type words or write words as if you're using a whiteboard, and everyone in the meeting can see that. I found this really useful when I was using the Logitech Crayon, Apple Pencil, the same principle applies. You can, you know, literally scroll and doodle and so on. Only the host, I believe, can delete things, which is quite interesting.
Hmm.
So although there's a variety of share screen options, including that whiteboard option, which I rather like. So, you know, if you wanted to demonstrate, I don't know, have a to-do list or demonstrate, mind map as a group or something like that, you can do that through Zoom on the whiteboard option.
Yeah, that is all very, very useful. Do you know why it is that, I mean, because there are lots of options for this sort of thing. Do you know why Zoom has become the sort of like it person?
I think because it doesn't suck.
That's an interesting concept.
Seriously, let's think about the amount of horrible experiences we've all had with various online video conferencing platforms, right?
Yeah, like Hangouts, for instance, which we use quite a bit, is handy and it's free, but, you know, it's quirky to be polite.
Yeah, Skype, I think we all know the issues with Skype. So I think that's why Zoom has become so popular, because it simply has just been, it's simply less terrible. It's pretty easy to use. It provides good quality video. One thing I really like in Zoom is you can record the meeting if you need to. Mm-hmm. That's really helpful. I mean, for those of you, if you've ever watched Chuck Joyner's show, which you should, he does it all through Zoom. That's how I encountered Zoom for the first time, and you can record the screen and so on. I've done interviews and videos for the Mac Observer using it. So it has got a lot of flexibility as well, which I suspect appeals to people.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love FaceTime. I haven't used FaceTime groups.
FaceTime is excellent.
All that often, but it turns out, hold on, let me check my notes. Not everybody has an iOS device or a macOS device. So,
really?
So, yeah, exactly. So FaceTime doesn't always work, especially in a work setting.
Yep.
I've also used recently a GoToMeeting, which was quite good.
Right.
It was quite good. Actually mirrors some of the features that you've mentioned. But I haven't used Zoom.
Yeah, no, I've found Zoom pretty excellent over the last few days, actually, I have to say. I suspect they're under a lot of pressure and a lot of strain, given everything that's going on.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Like, the company's really up against it. But I've done a couple of things, and so far, the whole system does seem to be standing up pretty well, which is quite impressive in the circumstances. I'm going to throw out another alternative, although I would not use this for meetings,
okay,
for work stuff. But it's fun if you want to chat to a lot of friends.
Okay.
And I'll drop this up on the Mac Observer site as well, so you can check it out. It's called House Party, the app House Party. And it's super, super fun. You join, add contacts, and basically you can all join together in one room and chat. And it's a bit like group FaceTime, but you also has games and things on it that you can play. The other fun thing about House Party is you do not have to be invited to a conversation to join it. I saw a couple of my family members were using it to chat yesterday. I jumped on in the conversation and said hi. It was very fun. They really appreciated me randomly turning up.
Do you think it's like better for casual meetings as opposed to...
100%. It's not for a professional setting. It's for, I'm fed up on my own. Let's all speak to all my friends.
Oh, that's very... Are you going to write this up?
Yeah. I'll put up a little link as a cool stuff found up on the macobserver.com shortly.
You
should be up there by the time you're listening.
Like, maybe do a video thing, like actually show us how it works.
We'll have some videos up there as well. Maybe I'll get Andrew to join me on House Party and I can show you how it works.
Excellent. That is fantastic.
It's good fun. You can play games like Heads Up and trivia quizzes and stuff on it. It's good fun.
Sounds good. Thanks for keeping up on this stuff.
Yeah, this is what happens when you're in a lockdown, in a pandemic, and you live by yourself.
Word to your mother, as the kids say. I have that on good authority that's what the kids say these days.
I don't know. I'm too old for that now.
Spoiler, it's not what the kids say anymore. All right, Charlotte, thank you very, very much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah. If you, by the way, I would really love to hear your Zoom tips. If you found some useful stuff while you're playing with it, tweet me, leave a comment in the piece, email us at observations@macobserver.com. That would be super useful to hear from you guys.
Thank you very much. That's very well done. Again, also thank you for keeping up on this. Thanks for writing up the tip, and thanks for explaining to our listeners today. Kelly may or may not be back tomorrow, but regardless, we already have a fun show planned for you. And on that note, this is what we do.